Brother was stunned by her questions about the nuclear program because he said it had been dead for a decade. The book said Dr. Al-Haddad flew home in mid-September of 2002 and had a series of meetings with CIA analysts. She relayed her brother's information that there was no nuclear program. The author, Risen, uses the anecdote to illustrate how the CIA ignored information that Iraq no longer had weapons of mass destruction. The major revelation in the book has already been the subject of extensive reporting by Risen in the New York Times. The paper broke the story of the National Security Agency's eavesdropping of Americans' conversations without obtaining warrants from a special court. Iraq's main Sunni Arab group has made an unprecedented trip north to see the Kurds, and they've agreed Monday for the first time on broad outlines for a coalition government, possibly opening a way out of the political turmoil that has gripped the country since disputed elections. The violence that followed the December 15th parliamentary elections continued unabated. A suicide car bomber targeted a busload of police recruits north of Baghdad, killing seven people, and gunmen in the capital killed five workers. A promise of Iraqi army protection for tanker truck drivers reopened the country's main refinery, a last-ditch effort by the Shiite-led government to avert a fuel crisis that has led to rioting and the resignation of the oil minister. And in Mexico, the ski mask-wearing leader of the Zapatista movement today began a six-month national tour to form a new leftist movement. The Zapatista leader, who is known as Subcomandante Marcos, pledged to listen to everybody as he met with Indian groups and rights activists. Apparently competing for the attention of Mexico's 13 million Indians, President Vicente Fox on Monday began his own tour of the country's indigenous communities. He's making the trip on a black motorcycle, drawing comparisons to the fabled journey of Che Guevara in the 1950s. Fox closed some military bases near Zapatista territory and freed jailed rebel sympathizers shortly after starting his six-year term. But peace efforts stalled when Congress watered down a Zapatista-backed constitutional amendment for Indian rights in 2001. The latest Zapatista campaign has brought the rebels out of their jungle strongholds for the first time in 4 years. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive five extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and three custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry. Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
Happy New Year, Truth Seekers. Everybody recovered? Huh? Ready for 2006? One fish, two fish, old bush, new bush. I've been reading too many kid books. God, we've been reading the books to Molly. Welcome to XM Satellite Radio listeners to Molloy Live on Air America Channel 167. Glad you're there. I know we've been on Air America for some time, but it was the program was delayed. Now it's live. So we'll look forward to hearing from XM listeners tonight, if the spirit moves you. You may notice I picked up yet another cold. Either that or Gonzalez is peppering my microphone with microbes. This is getting ridiculous. It really is. I've never had so many viral colds one after another. In my life. I think it has something to do with stress. What do you think, Kathy? Anyway, so to save my voice tonight, I have a stunt screamer who will be subbing for me. When I cue Kathy, you'll hear our stunt screamer. That's good. I like that one. You got another one? You got another one? No, let me hear another one. Okay. Isn't there one that... That's good. I like that one. I like that one. Okay. Now, the emotion's all mine, but, you know, I'm going to have to use somebody else's vocal cords tonight. So when you hear that, you'll know that something has happened that has just thoroughly pissed me off. And in case you missed it, Friday afternoon when I subbed for Randy Rhodes, we are going to replay the Bush 2005 sound montage. It's not Bushisms, necessarily. He's, you know, he's such an ass to begin with. But these are just a collection of statements that he made in 2005 that we think bears repeating on the evening program here. Because a lot of folks, we had a recorded program Friday night, right? It wasn't Peter? Okay, so we're going to play it for you later on, about the middle of the program tonight. All right? It's Bush 2005 year in review kind of stuff. We do not have an update on this tragedy in West Virginia once again. This time there are 13 coal miners trapped underground after an explosion. This happened this morning, early this morning, as a shift was changing. I caught it on CNN about 9:30 in the morning, and already they were trying to blame it on lightning. I don't know. The condition of these men who are in the mine still are not known. The condition, they had air purifying equipment with them, but no oxygen tanks, which is something I truly don't understand about the coal mining business, the most dangerous business in America. Either the first or second. Commercial fishing, I know, is right up there, too, but I think coal mining is the most dangerous. These miners are about 2 miles inside the mine, not 2 miles down. They're about 260 feet down, but they're 2 miles into the mine. And the rescuers have that distance to travel to try to get to these guys. Coal mine explosions, according to the experts, are typically caused by buildups of naturally occurring methane gas, and the danger increases in the winter months when the barometric pressure can release this stuff. Methane. That's what's leaking out of the tundra in Siberia, over millions of square miles of tundra in Siberia. Methane gas, because of global warming. What we do know about this situation, the company that acquired the mine last March, well, the ICG acquired the mine last month. It had been in bankruptcy. Federal inspectors cited the mine for 46 alleged violations. Why did they say alleged in here? To hell with that. 46 violations of federal mine health and safety rules during an 11-week review that ended December 22nd, according to the records available. So as of December 22nd, this occurred January 2nd, as of 10 days ago, 46 violations of federal mine health and safety rules. The more serious of these violations are resulting in proposed penalties of at least $250 each. How about that? Involved steps for safeguarding against roof falls and the mine's plan to control methane gas. The mine received 185 citations from the Mine Safety and Health Administration during 2005, which is up from 68 citations in 2004. So there you go. Now, this is just like the situation with the levees in New Orleans, isn't it? Because of the corruption that the Bush administration has brought to every single agency in the government, whether it is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, the Food and Drug Administration, Department of Energy, it doesn't matter what the organization is, U.S. military, it doesn't matter. This Bush bastard has corrupted every single agency and division of the U.S. government. So why should the Mine Safety and Health Administration be any different? Now, there will be a great effort on the part of the right-wing vermin who infest talk radio and media in this country to get out in front of this and say, well, you know, the liberals are going to try to blame Bush for this one, too. Well, you rat bastards, let me get it said tonight before you have a chance to go on the air tomorrow. Of course it's the Bush crime family's fault. Whose would it be? So, 13 miners are trapped. Remember the photo op Bush went to, when was that, Kathy? In 2002? The miners in Pennsylvania that were rescued? And this weasel shows up on Air Force One and gets his picture taken with him. Remember that? And somebody pointed out that his legislation that particular year had further gutted, short-circuited, destroyed mine safety and health regulations. Son of a bitch. Oh, man. I swear to God, I just, I don't know. Thank you. In Guantanamo, the number of, we're going to get to the topics here in just a second. The main topic tonight is impeachment of this thug, getting him out of office before the American people rise up and try to do something extra legal. We're going to get to that in a second. But the number of Guantanamo Bay prisoners taking part in a hunger strike that began 5 months ago has now gone up to 84. There were 40-some involved. The prison population in Guantanamo in Cuba, which the Pentagon says numbers about 500, the lying sons of bitches, is believed to be uniformly Muslim. Only 9 have been charged with anything. Charged. Not tried. Charged. Some of them have been there for 4 years. Lawyers for some of the detainees call the strike a protest of jail conditions and prisoners' lack of legal rights. Oh, yeah, and the military has denied allegations of torturing detainees. Torture? We don't torture. Medical personnel were force-feeding 32 of these hunger strikers with plastic tubes inserted into their stomachs and through the nose, military said. Asked the purpose of the force-feeding, a spokesman for the military said, because our policy is to preserve life. That spokesman is an Army Lieutenant Colonel, Jeremy Martin. Our policy is to preserve life, so we're going to force feed these little brown heathen bastards. We're going to stick tubes in them. Because our policy is to preserve life until we decide to torture it to death. Military officials define a hunger strike as a detainee who has refused 9 straight meals. And U.S. military officials often refer to the hunger strike as a, quote, voluntary fast, end quote. And military officials refer to force feeding as, quote, enteral feeding, end quote. And, of course, the sick bastard that runs the Pentagon, Donald Rumsfeld, said they were dieting.
Fed by some wise souls. Determined to put the mark into democracy. The decision to make how much too big for you or me. So, facing the tide of negative news, liberal lies, and left.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. Once again, welcome to XM Satellite Radio listeners. We are live now. They had to make some changes at XM to carve out a slot for us, and we're very appreciative of that. A phone number here, for if you would like to check in, is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. The detainees at Guantanamo, I want to cover this for just a second, then we're going to go on. The number now has doubled. The people began the strike, this hunger strike, in early August after the United States military said kiss ass on promises to bring the prison into compliance with the Geneva Conventions. We don't do that anymore under Bush. We just don't do that. Geneva Conventions? Detainees, according to their lawyers, are willing to starve to death to demand humane treatment and a fair hearing on whether they have to stay in Guantanamo. Most of the detainees were captured in Afghanistan and have been held for nearly 4 years. And what did I say? 500, according to the U.S. military, which is a lie. Anything the U.S. military says now is a lie, because the U.S. military is in the hands of liars. It's that simple. It's that simple. Only 9 have been charged with any crime whatsoever. And of those 9, not one has been charged with organizing a terrorist attack against the United States. Five 500 people held, some of them as long as 4 years. So now, according to the U.S. military, which means it's a lie, 84 detainees are on a hunger strike. It's probably more like 184. But let's go with the published number. An official with Amnesty International said this week's surge in the number of people on this hunger strike illustrates the strike's seriousness. The AI spokesman said, "You are talking about a prison population of hundreds who have decided that with no conceivable change in their future, that they just don't care to live anymore, and they're going to make a statement in dying." End quote. A lawyer for 3 detainees said, quote, "One of my clients told me that he will end the hunger strike when he is sent home. His philosophy is that he should be sent home or allowed to die, because the idea of spending the rest of his life at Guantanamo without any due process is simply unbearable." End quote. In a statement, the United States military, which lies about everything now, said a hunger strike, quote, "is consistent with al-Qaeda training and reflects detainee attempts to elicit media attention and bring pressure on the United States government to release them," end quote. No, you lying bastards. It's an attempt to get due process of law. In an October court filing, a lawyer for a couple of detainees said U.S. personnel, U.S. military personnel, including private contractors, violently shoved tubes through the men's noses and into their stomachs without anesthesia and without sedatives to facilitate force feeding. The lawyer wrote in her court filing, quote, when they vomited up blood, the soldiers mocked and cursed at them and taunted them with statements like, look what your religion has brought you, end quote. The liar, who is speaking for the Defense Department, said such a charge is, quote, totally false and baseless, end quote. Well, the United States military under Donald Rumsfeld has become a dishonorable organization. Do you know that? Do you realize that? And I am a complete supporter of the United States military for a number of reasons. But like every other institution in this country, it has been corrupted and perverted and turned into something that it was never intended to be. It is now a torture organization. It is an organization that lifts its collective leg and urinates on international agreements on how to treat prisoners. It has become a criminal enterprise, part of the Bush crime family. What a horrible, horrible reality. And at the Nuremberg war trials in 1946, was it 46? The defense that I was only following orders was shown to be absolutely useless. All right, more about the impeachment of this squatter in the White House when we come back. That's the focus tonight, so stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. And we're dogs and feet. Make my man have money to spend. And all the youth can know me and them friends. Who are them spread? Ain't that a sense in me planting? But I'm an addy danny, naddy juggling. I've been rumors of war. Rumors of war. Don't bother what fun of you with me here. Cause me pants with no have no tear. Shoe scars, a few hundred appear.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a desk mask to wear.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and edge. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Our mission in Iraq is a vital mission. The mission is one that will be, that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
Moron. So I got an email from Bobby. He said, if the New York Times had this story about domestic spying for about a year and held it by request from the White House, why did the White House wait until now to investigate the leak? If the White House asked the Times last year to hold off publishing the story, they obviously knew about it, right? Right, Bob. The Bush White House is a pod of insane people. Old white men who relish death and are running the country. So what Bob's referring to, of course, is the fact that the Justice Department said last Friday that it has opened a criminal investigation into the disclosure of classified information about a secret NSA program under which Bush authorized eavesdropping on people in the United States because he damn well felt like it. No court order, no recognition of the U.S. Constitution, nothing. Now, obviously, this revelation has brought some sharp criticism from civil liberties groups. Why hasn't it brought sharp criticism from maybe 100 million Americans? Why are we not in the streets over this one, huh? Some members of Congress have voiced some criticism, and some former intelligence officials who believe that it circumvents the law have voiced a little criticism. What do you think he should be doing? Well, I don't think he should be doing. Yay! The White House said last Friday, the Bush crime family sent out one of their whores last Friday to say that the Bush crime family had played no role in the Justice Department's decision to investigate the leak. And in Crawford, Texas, where Mr. Bush and his collection of street prostitutes has been encamped all week, a spokesman was sent out to talk to press freaks with a prepared statement about the decision. The spokesman, Trent Duffy, said,
"The leaking of classified information is a serious issue."
No, Trent Duffy didn't say anything about the bypassing of the Fourth Amendment or breaking the law, which is what George W. Bush has done. Now, last week, you remember this freak denounced the leaking of information Bush did about the agency's program, saying, "My personal opinion is it was a shameful act for someone to disclose this very important program in time of war. The fact that we're even discussing this program is helping the enemy." Anthony Romero, who's the executive director of the ACLU, said President Bush broke the law and lied to the American people when he unilaterally authorized secret wiretaps of U.S. citizens, but rather than focus on this constitutional crisis, Attorney General Gonzalez is cracking down on critics of Bush. Man, I've about had enough. Haven't you, Truth Seeker? Haven't you just about come to the end of the line, the end of your patience with this criminal group? Seriously, haven't you? Now, what to do next? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I really am not sure. Chris Floyd, writing at chris-floyd.com, has states it pretty well as far as I'm concerned. He says the choice now for the American establishment. Now, that's not you or me. We're not part of the establishment. You know what the establishment is. But the choice for the American establishment is clear and inescapable. Do you hold for the republic or for autocracy? Do you want what we have worked for 230 years, or do you want a dictatorship? What do you want, American establishment? And as Chris Floyd writes, there's no third way here, no other option, no wiggle room, no ambiguity. The much-belated exposure of Bush's warrantless spy program has forced the Bush-Cheney regime to openly declare what they have long implied and enacted in secret, that the president is above the law, a military autocrat with unlimited powers beyond the restraint or supervision of any other institution or branch of government. Outed as rank deceivers, perverters of the law, and rapists of the Constitution, the Bush gang has decided that their best defense, their only defense, really, is a belligerent offense. Yeah, we broke the law, so what? We'll break it again. What are you going to do about it, chump? That's the attitude. Now, as Chris Floyd writes, let's be clear about this. Only the establishment, the institutional powers that be, can break an outlaw president. Millions marched in the street against Nixon and the system. Whole city quadrants went up in flames in those days. But none of this was decisive in the corridors of power. Nor too much to the American public, to be frank. After Kent State, after My Lai, after Cambodia, Nixon was still reelected in a landslide. It was his insult to the institutions that led to his downfall. He pushed too far. Nixon did, tried to grab too much, and the establishment pulled him up short. And it will have to be the establishment that breaks Bush, or he won't be broken. All the blogs in the world, Chris Floyd writes, won't bring him down, no matter how much truth they tell, no matter how much blood-soaked Bush dirt they expose. Yes, perhaps if we had millions of outraged citizens marching in the streets day after day across America, a sustained mass movement, a popular uprising for liberty and democracy, this might obviate the need for establishment action. But we all know that such marches are not going to happen. If there was sufficient fire for liberty and democracy in America, there would have already been a popular uprising, and Bush never would have garnered enough public support to keep the election results close enough to be fudged. No, it will be the establishment or no one. And Chris adds, that's why the spy scandal is so pivotal. Because it is a direct, open, and unignorable challenge to the institutional life of the American establishment. The Bush regime is saying to the various powers that be, especially in Congress and the courts, but also to centers of power and influence outside government, he's saying, you no longer have any power. All real power is now in our gift. Your laws, your institutions, your traditions, the whole complex infrastructure of checks and balances that have sustained society are now essentially meaningless. So, how will the establishment deal with this direct challenge? As Chris Floyd writes, the past few years gives little grounds for hope. The Democrats, spineless, conflicted, co-opted, and corrupt. The Republicans, slavish, bellicose, cruel, and criminal. The media, timorous, witless, corporate-controlled. Big business absolutely rolling in gravy from the autocrats' larder. Academia cowed, silenced, ignored, demonized. The military acquiescent in criminal aggression, top-heavy with time servers currying autocratic favor. Only the courts provide some stray sparks of hope, although they too are now loaded with political sycophants, corporate bagmen, and knuckle-dragging throwbacks produced by the right's decades-long devolution of American jurisprudence. Prosecutors like Patrick Fitzgerald and Elliot Spitzer keep hope alive, but their efforts will mean little in a system where lawlessness at the top has been countenanced by the rest of the establishment. And then Chris Floyd concludes, the next few weeks will show us if there is still some hope of restoring the republic through the old institutions, or if we will have to follow the course laid out by Bob Dylan some 40 years ago, quote, strike another match, go start anew. End quote. Who knows? Maybe we can make a better republic next time. Not one born of blood and greed and fury, but made from a new compound of mercy, justice, communion, and liberty. You think? Chris Floyd, writing at chris-floyd.com. Check it out, because this may be the seminal piece right now. I know The Nation and a lot of other publications are writing are producing writers who are pretty much making a call, an open call for impeachment. We've been talking about it on this program. A couple other programs on this network have been talking about it. Other than that, I know the congressional resolution that's been introduced for censure contains in it a move towards checking whether or not the impeachment can be brought against this bastard. So here we are, truth seekers, huh? You know, Dick Cheney never recovered from being Gerald Ford's chief of staff and watching the executive powers diminish, rightfully so, after Vietnam and Watergate. That was what the church committee revealed. Now Cheney's using 911 and using and abusing the deaths of Americans to justify this criminal grab of executive power. And Bush does whatever Cheney says. You Bush supporters got to ask yourself a question. Would you want President Hillary wiretapping your phone? This bastard has to be impeached, and he's got to be impeached now, or this country is going to cease to exist as a republic. It is. I'm telling you.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-510-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-510-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-510-MEGA. 866-510-MEGA. 866-510-MEGA.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
About 10 before the hour. Bush is a simpleton. I think we can all agree on that. Even you half-witted Republicans out there, you conservatives, he's such a doofus. He says whatever's on his mind, no matter the implications, no matter what, whoever talked to him last, it usually spews out of his mouth. Like a few weeks ago when he talked about catapulting the propaganda or how he was going to make elections or he thought the Constitution was a goddamn piece of paper. Remember that? When he said he hit the trifecta on 9/11, he was just speaking his mind. Think about it. Whether you think the Bush cabal made it happen, let it happen, or had nothing to do with it, the best thing that ever happened for Bush's puppet masters. Rummy got his war games in Afghanistan and Iraq. Got to trot out and test all kinds of nifty new weapons. Cheney got to grab heaps of executive power from the other two branches and all those nice Halliburton contracts. Bush got to get revenge for his the screwed up relationship he has with or over his old man against Saddam. Well, that's right, and he got Saddam's super cool gold-plated revolver. Remember that? Plus, Bush got to swagger and be a war president. I'm a war president. I mean, it's like Winston Churchill. I'm a war president. I'm a war president. And he got to dress all up in military drag. Jesus. The only losers are the people in this country and the U.S. Constitution. Doug Thompson from Capitol Hill Blue, the one that had the quote that's been verified by all sorts of outside sources now, that Bush referred to the Constitution as a goddamn piece of paper, quote unquote. In his new rant on at Capitol Hill Blue, said only two presidents have actually been brought to trial before Congress under the impeachment process, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Both were impeached more for political dislike than actual crimes against the Constitution. Richard Nixon resigned from office after the Joint Congressional Committee investigating Watergate voted to recommend impeachment, and Nixon avoided, in all likelihood, becoming the first president to be both impeached and convicted. Resignation was a rare honorable moment in Nixon's tattered political career, but we cannot expect anything about honor from George Bush. Honor's not part of his modus operandi. As absent as honesty in a career marked by lies, corruption, and abuse of the public trust. Bush's arrogance by continuing his illegal spying on Americans by the federal government is just his latest high crime against the Constitution, a document which he blithely dismissed as, quote, just a GD piece of paper, end quote. At the very least, Thompson writes, Bush is a reckless, irresponsible leader, one who led this nation to invade another country in a war based on fabricated reasons, a man who has sent more than 2,000 Americans and countless Iraqi civilians to their deaths while hiding behind a rationale based on a lie. At worst, Thompson writes, he's a war criminal, a power-crazed despot who could go down in history as a mass murderer. History will determine the final legacy of George W. Bush, and I doubt seriously that history will be kind to a political figure of his ilk. So that's where we are. That's where we are. And this is the second day of 2006, Truth Seeker. We have, running this country, an outlaw criminal enterprise that should not be there. But it is there, and it should be removed. And hopefully it can be removed peacefully and legally. But if it can't be removed peacefully and legally, then what is the option? Remember what Jefferson said. You right-wing freaks, go back and read some of the Federalist Papers. Go back and read what Madison said, what Jefferson said. Go back and read some of it, you brain-dead half-wits. No, never mind. Right-wingers are part of the problem. They are the problem. All right, we have a break coming fairly quickly here in just a couple of minutes. Then we're going to take some phone calls when we come back. I want to hear what you've got to say because we've got a brand new year starting here, and we're already into the muck. The Nation, under the headline "Bush's High Crimes," writes, "For the generations who came of age after the mid-70s, it is worth recalling why warrantless domestic surveillance so shocks the political system. It needs to be repeated that the same arguments cited by Bush sustained the wiretapping of Martin Luther King, unleashed illegal CIA domestic spying, generated FBI files on thousands of Americans. It needs to be repeated that in 1974 the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon included abuse of presidential power based on warrantless wiretaps and illegal surveillance. Do you understand that, truth seeker? This bastard has committed an impeachable offense. It needs to be repeated that a few months later, in the Nixon administration, presidential aides named Cheney and Rumsfeld labored mightily to secure President Gerald Ford's veto of the Freedom of Information Act in an unsuccessful attempt to turn back post-Watergate restrictions on homegrown spying and government secrecy. And most of all, it needs to be repeated that no constitutional clause gives the president, because I said so, authority. It's just it's unbelievable that this ignorant toad who sits in the White House with this kind of power that the sycophants around him keep telling him, keep whispering into his ear, "Oh, you can do this, George. You can do this. You go ahead, George." Well, as Chris Floyd writes, it's up to the establishment. Because, truth seeker, no matter how much you and I talk about it, come on, wake up, smell the coffee. There's not going to be 10 million people in the streets of America demanding this crime family resign. It's simply not going to happen. It's not. So it's up to the establishment, like the editorial we shared with you last week from Barron's magazine, owned by the Wall Street Journal. It's up to the establishment. Remember where revolution originates. Always in the middle class.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. A new book provides further evidence that the CIA ignored pre-war information that Iraq no longer had weapons of mass destruction. New York Times reporter James Risen is the author of the new book called State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration. He writes that Iraqi Americans were recruited to travel to Iraq to obtain information from relatives involved in Saddam Hussein's nuclear programs. In all, the book says, some 30 family members of Iraqis made trips to their native country to contact Iraqi weapons scientists, and all of them reported back that the programs had been abandoned. The author, Risen, is one of two New York Times reporters who broke the story recently of the National Security Agency's eavesdropping of Americans' conversations without obtaining warrants from a special court. Information about that is also in the book. Iraq's oil minister resigned on Monday in the wake of protests and riots over soaring gas prices and lengthening lines at the pump. Long lines at gas pumps have been a fact of life in post-war Iraq, but the price hikes recently and the shortages causing three-hour waits in some places have led to protests in many cities and riots in oil-rich Kirkuk, where police shot and killed four people Sunday as demonstrators burned down a fuel station. Former U.S. Representative Nick Lamson said today that he has filed paperwork to run for the congressional seat held by former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Lamson, a conservative Democrat, represented an adjacent district for 8 years until the redistricting that DeLay engineered cost him enough Democratic votes that he lost to Republican Ted Poe in 2004. Lamson is the first Democrat with name recognition and political experience to challenge DeLay since DeLay was first elected in 1984. DeLay had to step down as majority leader back in September after a Travis County, Texas grand jury indicted him in a campaign finance investigation. He has denied wrongdoing. Afghanistan's opium trade is growing, that from top Afghan drug fighter General Mohammad Daoud Daoud. He says Taliban insurgents are forcing farmers to grow opium poppies to fund their operations. Last year, there was a bumper crop of the poppies, enough to produce 450 tons of heroin. Daoud says the effort last year to get farmers to shift to other crops failed and that income alternatives are needed. Afghanistan is said to be the source of nearly 90% of the world's opium and heroin. And Independence Air, a low-fare airline, announced plans Monday to cease operations. Just days into the new year, the carrier said its money troubles will force it to cancel all departures after 7 p.m. Thursday. Independence Air's hub was at Washington Dulles International Airport. Independence Air flights began on June 16, 2004. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Again, a welcome to XM Satellite Radio listeners who now listen to this program in real time. We have been on that network for a number of months, but it was always delayed. And it's now a live program. And in case you missed it Friday afternoon when I subbed for Randy Rhodes, we're going to replay our Best of Bush 2005 year in review for you in the middle of this hour. All right? So stick around for that. One last thing, a statement by Bush. You can find this at whitehouse.gov. And it is from, when was the statement by the president? It was, I believe, over the weekend. Let me see here. Yeah, December 30th. He has signed into law H.R. 2863, the Department of Defense Emergency Supplemental Appropriations to Address Hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico and Pandemic Influenza Act 2006, yada, 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 yada. It's kind of wordy, and I'm sure George Bush understands not a bit of it. It was not written by him, but it has to be over his name. But in one, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about the 10th paragraph in, this, and I'm sure this is going to be picked apart and parsed. I don't know why it hasn't been. It's been 4 days since this was signed. But it says, language in Division B of the Act under the heading Office of Justice Program, State and Local Law Enforcement Assistance, purports to require, the Attorney General to consult congressional committees prior to allocating appropriations for expenditure to execute the law. Because the president's constitutional authority to supervise the unitary executive branch and take care that the laws be faithfully executed cannot be made by law subject to a requirement to consult with congressional committees or to involve them in executive decision making, the executive branch shall construe the provision to require only notification. Now, what does that mean? It is, in my opinion, it is probably the final usurpation of power now by this criminal administration. A total power grab. Now, who's paying attention? I don't know. We didn't see ABC Network News tonight because one of the bowl games was on, one of the corporate bowl games. What was it, the Tostito Bowl game, or was it the Hertz Rent-A-Car Bowl game, or was it the some brand of toilet paper Bowl game? It's no longer, right? The Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl. It's some corporate bowl. Oh, well. All right, let's do some phone calls here at 10 minutes, almost 10 minutes past the hour. Again, the phone number is 866-303-2270. Any right-wingers that want to take a shot at making a coherent, intelligent statement on this program, you're always welcome. I usually wind up hanging up on you and screaming because, as a group, you are totally incapable of supporting anything you say with facts, and I get so sick of hearing Rush speak vomited out into my headphones. So if any of you are capable of independent thinking, seriously, I'm not trying to bait you. I would just assume you all would just go off in a corner someplace and suck your thumbs. But on the assumption that you're listening via XM or the various stations that carry this program over the air, fine, I welcome you to call in. If you can keep a civil tongue in your half-witted head, that's A, and B, if you have anything to say, which I have yet to hear a right-winger that has anything coherent to say, but the offer's out there. Stephanie is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much. I just first wanted to say I'm so glad you're back, and I loved it when you and Kathy had little Molly on, and you were reading
The Night Before Christmas? Yeah.
Oh, man. You do my soul good, and you know, I'm a truth seeker, and I think that what you're doing here, first of all, you get beyond the point where you have to stop being glib and trying to you be politically astute and come up with all the arguments. You have to, when you see evil, you have to recognize it, and you have to call it and such, and you can't just deal with it in this reasonable kind of, your soul will die. You have to get angry, you know. And often I'll be listening to you. I've listened to your show a lot. And by the way, shout out to Marge. I hope she's listening. I hope she calls in. I find myself just sometimes feeling on the verge of just being a little crazy. And with all of us listening to me and seeking the truth, you've inspired me. I lost my ability to read. My vision's gotten worse. I've gone legally blind, and I have to get technology in order to read, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm doing that. And because we do have to think independently. You can't just, it'd be wrong for me to just blindly accept just anything you say or anybody, but you've backed up everything you've said, mm-hmm. And you, this is, how depraved does this nation have to get here? These people are so sick, and, anybody that's around them, you when you're around sickness, you can catch it. And, we aren't going to necessarily know what's going to happen. And I love the fact that you say, I don't know, I don't have answers,
mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going to happen, but I think this is a guy who, he's never had any boundaries at all, ever. And the more, boundaries are taken away, the deeper the doo-doo he gets into, and he's going to piss off the wrong person in the establishment. I think that article by Chris Floyd is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I understand, Barry Goldwater was the one that told Nixon, he said, you have to resign. You have no political allies at all. Bush is going to really, he's a puppet, and he's way in over his head. And somebody who's just so banal and yet so evil. I mean, I share the same feeling as you. And I know the day after the 04 election, I remember hearing the results on the radio and just screaming. I woke up and I just started to scream, but we have to stay sane, so you can love your family and I can love my husband and my daughter and my grandkids, and we can stay sane and be productive and get these deal with these bastards and get them out.
I hear you. It's just critical to, like Chris Floyd, right? Either we want to continue as a republic, difficult as that is, and as much of a struggle we've had over 230 years to try to correct some of the glaring, hideous errors that the framers made, not in their documents, but in the way they set the course of this country based on genocide and slavery. The documents were great. It was just the action did not reflect what was in the document. So we've had 230 years of trying to rectify that, trying to bring this grand experiment to fruition as laid out in the documents. Now we either turn away from that now and say, okay, 230 years, that's enough, time to move on to what so many human beings seem to want, and that is authoritarian or totalitarian or dictatorial or fascist, I don't care what word is used there,
right,
form of government. Very few of us have the courage, the spine, the backbone, the ability, the lack of fear to live in a truly independent situation, to live in a country that is really about liberty. Very few people in the history of the world. And of course, I'm talking in large numbers here when I say very few people, I mean millions, but very few people have had the courage to do that. Most Americans in the United States, in my opinion, in the year 2006, do not have the courage that is necessary to live in a free society. We're willing to trade freedom for security, and we get neither, and we're willing to allow a group of neo-fascists tell us what to do based on fear. So I don't know. I hope, like Chris Floyd wrote, it's now's the time. Either we're going to continue as a republic trying to find balance, or we're going to become a fascist state. Hey, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate your call, Stephanie. Take care, okay?
Okay, you too, Mike. Thanks.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
And we're guarding the civil liberties by monitoring the program on a regular basis, by having the folks at NASA, the legal team, as well as the Inspector General, monitor the program, and we're briefing Congress.
You liar.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When I created the 8-pound Orrick XL, I created a new category of vacuum. It's hypoallergenic. And why is hypoallergenic so important? Because it offers incredible filtration and traps over 99.99% down to 0.3 microns of that nasty dust that carries germs. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or 30-day home trial. Because cleanliness is next to Orrickness.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
I'm Patrick T. Parker here for Protect America. Protect America is one of the largest installers of GE home security products in the country. GE is a name that we all know and trust. I want to share with you a personal experience. Recently, five of my neighbors' homes were broken into, three of them while the owners slept. In this time of terror and security alerts, doesn't it make sense to protect your family? GE home security products are the answer for homeowners. Is your family protected with state-of-the-art security services? Also, most insurance companies give you a discount on your homeowner's insurance when you have a monitored security system. If you're a homeowner and you care about safety, sleep better at night knowing your home is protected by a GE home security system. Call Protect America right now at 1-800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188. Get the safety and security your family deserves. Call Protect America right now and secure your home for free. Your only cost is the monthly monitoring service. Call 800-814-5188.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. Let's see, who we got here? Jeff is calling from Long Beach, California. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike, it's actually Long Beach, New York.
My bad, I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter, who cares? Listen, I listen to you a lot. And I got to tell you, I feel sorry for you. I really do.
Well, spare me the patronizing attitude. If you have something to say, let's hear what you got to say.
I do.
But you don't patronize me. Well, who do you think you're talking to?
Well, if I say
I know you're going to talk over me. Get out of here. Get off the phone. Get rid of him. Don't start a conversation with me, you half-wit, with a patronizing attitude. Now, see, once again. Always, I ask, and didn't I say that, Kathy? I said, you know, if you can put your question together, if you can talk rationally, if you don't start with that kind of an attitude, how dare you call this program with a piss on you with your you feel sorry for me? What, are you out of your mind? No, go away. Go call up one of your Republican friends and talk dirty to each other on the phone, but get off my radio program. Now, I'll try it again anytime one of you Republicans, one of you right-wingers want to call this program and can keep a civil tongue in your mouth. I told you that. Now, when I get these people on the air, yeah, I insult them afterwards. I call them half-wits and piss-ants and get off my radio. You betcha. Absolutely. I don't come to your place of business and patronize you. Don't you dare come to my place of business, which is this radio program, and get patronizing and condescending to me, because when you do, you're gone. That's all. Why waste the time even calling the number? Why even waste your time, punk? Don't do it. Now, if you're a right-winger, Republican, a conservative, a neo-Nazi, a neocon, whatever the hell you are, in other words, an abnormal, fear-encrusted American who wants to call this program and debate something or discuss something with me, come on, bring it on. As your feathery little hero would like to say, but just don't show up with a patronizing attitude, or you're out of here. Jesus, how difficult is that? What, we got another one here? All right, let's try this one. Steve is calling from Amityville. Steve, welcome to the program.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Thanks.
All right. I have to take issue with the Gitmo, with the detainees. And this is what I'd like to say, that I believe, and I listen to both sides of the argument because I'm fair-minded. And I see, in my opinion, that people like yourself fail to explain current events with a historical perspective. You know,
oh, wait, hold on. Just a second, Steve. You're getting way out in front of yourself. When you say, I get the impression that you think I'm wrong on the Guantanamo prisoner issue, right?
Absolutely. And
Hold on. Let's just take it. No, wait. Just take it a step at a time. The Army says there are 500 detainees there. What are they charged with, Steve?
Well, this is my point.
No. Hold on. Step at a time. Baby steps. What are these 500 detainees charged with after 4 years?
Okay. In the Civil War? In World War One,
No.
Stop it, Steve.
Don't get slick with me. Answer the question or you're out of here. What are these 500 charges? Goodbye. Get out of here. Get off the phone. Go away. Call up the other freak and talk dirty to each other. There's 500 people, according to U.S. military, that's a lie, there's probably more like 1,000, being held in detention for 4 years. What country do you live in, Steve? You live in the United States of America? How about if they come and bust your wife? How about if they come and bust your old man or your child and lock him up for 4 years and don't charge him with anything and don't allow him to talk to a lawyer? You're going to give me this smart-ass Civil War crap then, Steve? No, you're not going to, are you? You're going to be demanding your rights. You're going to be going to your senator. And when your senator says, get out of my face, you're going to go to the UN. When they say, get out of my face, you're going to go to the Geneva Conventions. You're going to demand that your relative be freed because he or she's been held for 4 years with no charge. Get off my program, Steve, you right-wing freak, you neo-Nazi. Get out of here. Call up the other one and talk dirty. That's what you people like to do. You don't have any interest in this republic whatsoever. You cowards, you destroyers, you make me sick. You make me sick. People are being held for 4 years with no charges. Where do you live? Nazi Germany, Steve? Jesus.
Mike, if I could just say something here, I think it might be helpful at this moment.
Where do these people come from? What is this? Both of these people live in New York? Both of these people that call me, both these half-witted, cowardly, fear-encrusted Republicans who call my program? With a justification for Nazism? Oh, Jesus. Get out of here. Get out of town.
The fact is there's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is, in Afghanistan, more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of Death Row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-510-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-510-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-510-MEGA. 866-510-MEGA, 866-510-MEGA.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information.
That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Investigate every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
Yeah, without further ado, let's do this right now. This is George Bush in 2005, the best of Bush, 2005.
I've got an important talk to you. I want to tell you some things. These are exciting times. There is reason to be optimistic about what's taking place.
I spend a lot of time on Social Security. I enjoy it. I enjoy taking on the issue. I guess it's the mother in me.
You work three jobs here.
Yeah.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic. Get any sleep? All which is on the table begins to address the big cost drivers. For example, how benefits are calculated, for example, is on the table.
We're capable of being wise about the money.
Younger Americans need to worry. Whether or not benefits rise based upon wage increases or price increases. I mean, there's a series of parts of the formula. When you couple that, those different cost drivers affecting those, changing those with personal accounts, the idea is to get what has been promised more likely to be or closer delivered to what has been promised. Does that make any sense to you?
Workers have been promised benefits to government that promises that have been promised benefits that we can't keep. That's just the way it is.
How fast the promised benefits grow?
There's a compound rate of interest, which means money can grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger.
If that growth is affected.
One idea is to make sure that low seniors get benefits such that when they retire, they're not in poverty.
There is a reform that would help solve the red if that were put in effect.
Issue about solvency.
It'll help on the red. I'll keep working on it. Kind of muddled. Next year I'm going to have to work on my math. Literacy in math. The ability to read and write. I want to thank you for the importance that you've shown for education and literacy. Mr. Armstrong Williams admitted he made a mistake. We'll not be paying commentators to advance our agenda.
Bianca. Nobody named Bianca?
I read the newspaper.
Are you Bianca?
I can't say I've read every single article.
I'm looking for Bianca. So.
I see clips. I see summaries. It's a really long question.
Sorry, Bianca's not here.
I can tell you what the headlines are.
August 2001, I set forward a policy to advance stem cell research.
There's a lot of research going on adult stem cell research. I stand on principle, and that is taxpayers' money for the use of experimentation. It's a principle that violates principle of mine. I had an event here at the White House with little babies called Snowflakes.
We're here to discuss our strategy to prevent the American people from possible outbreak. Seasonal flu. In the last century, our country and the world have been hit by three influenza pandemics. To strengthen domestic surveillance, my administration is launching the National Biosurveillance Initiative.
I don't email, however. You know, you're entitled to how I make decisions. I don't want you reading my personal stuff. You know, there's got to be a certain sense of privacy.
And I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
There's an active interest in people reading documents, and you're not being denied information you shouldn't see.
So where people are changing phone numbers and phone calls, and they're moving quick, it requires quick action. We're guarding your civil liberties by having the folks at NASA monitor the program. Ours is a country that values the safety of our citizens, particularly those we ask to take risk in space.
To win the war on terror, we will correct what needs to be fixed.
Had I had any inkling whatsoever that the people were going to fly airplanes into buildings, we would have moved heaven and earth to save the country. In the what's called the PDB, there was a warning about bin Laden's desires on America. Frankly, I didn't think that was anything new.
They didn't connect the dots. How come the dots weren't connected? Well, the Patriot Act helps us connect the dots. It is inexcusable to say, on the one hand, connect the dots and not give us a chance to do so. We've connected the dots, or trying to connect the dots.
Looking forward to working with Tom. He's been a very effective leader.
I like him, and plus, when he's over there, we get our votes through the House. I don't know all the facts. I want to know all the facts. Best place for the facts to be done is by somebody who's spending time investigating it. So we know the facts. And if someone committed a crime, they will no longer work in my administration.
Except to the resignation of Scooter Libby. Scooter's worked tirelessly on behalf of the American people and sacrificed much in the service to this country. While we're all saddened by today's news, we got a job to protect the American people, and that's what we'll continue working hard to do.
People are interested to know why I picked Harriet Myers. She was a pioneer woman and a trailblazer.
People know we're close. Questionnaire that she filled out is an important questionnaire, and obviously they will address the questions that the senators have in the questionnaire or as a result of the answers to the questions in the questionnaire. She just didn't kind of opine about things. She actually led. She is plenty bright. People are quick to opine.
She's going to make a great Supreme Court judge.
I picked the best person I could find. I picked Harriet for a lot of reasons. One reason was because she had never been a judge.
Judge Alito is one of the most accomplished and respected judges in America. The relations with Europe are important relations, and we do share value. They're universal values, and those values, being universal, ought to be applied everywhere.
If he intends to continue to look west, we in the West believe in Western values.
Well, when he says yes, he means yes, and when he says no, he means no. Yes means yes, and no means no. Sometimes in politics, yes means maybe, no means if.
We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop a weapon. Too much poppy cultivation in Afghanistan. Got to work together to eradicate poppy. The country is quite famous for growing pomegranates.
Yes.
Or honeydew melons. Bienvenidos. So many distinguished Hispanic Americans. Jardín de Rosas. Mi casa es su casa.
I'm Jorge, too. That means George.
Those who enter the country illegally violate the law.
China's the fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing. Got a lot of work to do with the North Korean. He expects to be treated as a responsible nation, that he needs to listen to the five nations involved.
Your prime minister, he's an interesting guy. I was going to say he's a piece of work, but that might not translate too well. Is that all right if I call you a piece of work? We will continue to work with our allies to make our demands known.
That's serious business, making this war.
I think we are welcomed, but it was not a peaceful welcome. Listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan.
That it bothers people to see death. Vote for me, I promise violence. We've had thousands of people detained, people that have been trained in some instances to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place. You know, they're obviously killing Americans, but they're killing a lot more Iraqis. My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
When that storm came by, a lot of people said we dodged a bullet. When that storm came through at first, people said there was a sense of relaxation at a moment, a critical moment.
We view this storm as a temporary disruption. There's a lot of help coming.
The good folks must understand that major refineries have been shut down, which means it's going to be hard to get gasoline.
I mean, if people need water and food, we're going to do everything we can to get them water and food.
We're working to help these pipelines get up and running. Pipelines carry refined product.
Yes, saw a gasoline station up and running.
Right.
So progress is being made. Well, I fully understand people wanting things to have happened yesterday. Can't imagine what it's like to be waving a sign that said, come and get me now.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
I think there ought to be zero tolerance of people breaking the law during an emergency such as this. It's very important for the citizens in all affected areas to take personal responsibility. I don't know if you know that or not, but flying in or driving in, there's something different. You got a fantastic opportunity. And out of those huge heaps of timber that used to be homes, a better Mississippi will emerge.
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, his had lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.
The storm caused huge suffering, as I told you, but it's an opportunity to bring new life to neighborhoods that were suffering before the storm.
I believe in urban homesteading. That says we're going to identify federal property and provide lots for low-income citizens that they'll have for free. So long as they build a house on there with a mortgage.
We want the Mississippi people to lay out the Mississippi vision about what this important part of the world is going to look like.
We look forward to hearing your vision so we can more better do our job.
We are problem solvers. What I'm interested in is solving problems.
But we're moving on. We're going to solve these problems.
We got a problem with energy. To achieve greater energy dependence,
we're making progress in developing the technologies that will be able to use corn or soybeans to be the feedstock for energy. Every time we use a homegrown fuel, we'll be going to help our farmers. Someday a president is going to pick up the crop report, and they're going to say we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Find ways to make corn economic. And I like the idea of people growing corn that gets converted into energy. The more corn there is, the more we have to eat. The more corn there is, the more energy there is.
We have got to harness the power of clean coal. The more supply, the more reliable your gasoline will be. Developing this tiny section of Anwar to 1 million barrels less that we depended on from foreign sources of energy. Coal also prevents an environmental challenge.
A lot of gas reserves around the world. Gas can only be transported by ship, though, when you liquefy it, when you put it in solid form.
I don't feel in a bubble. I mean, you feel in a bubble in the sense that I can't go walking out the front gate. And by the time I'm finished president, I hope you'll realize that I can do more than one thing at one time. In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You got to catapult the propaganda.
Almost makes a joke out of being an American citizen to listen to that drivel, doesn't it? For those of you who missed it on when we played that montage that Kathy put together on Randy Rhoads' program last week, there it is again. George W. Bush, in his own words, as they say on ABC News every once in a while. Imagine how long this could have been if Kathy had included all his 9/11 references from his Peter Fever victory in Iraq speeches, right? It would have taken the entire hour. We probably just lost half of our audience by playing that. You know, most people flee from that. Oh well. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Then we're going to come back and do some more phone calls. And again, I'll make the offer again. If there are any right wingers out there who can keep a civil tongue in your mouth and approach this program on an honest basis, we'll let you on. You know, and not compare our detainees to the American Civil War. You know, that's the question I have for that freak. You know, if his old lady was locked up, would he be willing to say, oh yeah, well, a Civil War? No, I don't think so. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can't take the high horse and then claim the low road. The past is we all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home. But it's hard to put food on your family, oh, when you're always eating alone.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Vacuuming isn't just about extending the life of your carpets. It's about creating a healthier home environment. That's one reason why 50,000 hotels and millions of people insist on my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL. Try my hypoallergenic Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because a clean home is a healthier home.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent.
Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Your host for a Pence Friends Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Look at the state of the world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us.
It's about 9 before the hour. Excuse me, back to your phone calls here. Remy is calling from New York City. Remy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Remy?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to the program.
I wish you the best in this new year. Because I was waiting so long, so maybe I will start with a joke. Tell me, do you know why I like Mr. W. Bush?
No, why do you?
His English is worse than mine. Okay?
Okay.
So, let's go a little bit to critics. I'm sorry, I'm not Democrat, I'm not Republican. I'm just looking from outside,
uh-huh.
And with experience from so-called communist country, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to about tax reduction. I would like to know how many dollars, even one, was invested to create jobs in this country. Because I think that most was invested abroad. With another thing which I like. Why Mr. Bush cannot say that we are going to leave Iraq, for example, at the end of the year when democracy will exist? It gives time, of course, what he said, Al-Qaeda will wait, but Iraq will have enough time without bombing and killing innocent people, children, and a lot of American soldiers. Another thing,
yeah.
You know, this is something from my country. I believe that when you try to listen to somebody's phone calls, you can use it for blackmail.
Yes.
And in this moment, I ask myself, why? Republicans ask to change minimum donation for $1 million. They tried. They didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
The most funny thing is when Mr. Bush said, you know, there are only 2,000 soldiers dead. You know, 30,000 Americans die on highways. So, why was so important 3,000 people in World Trade Center? Why is so important 13 people in mine? I think the most important is that all these elements cover something more important. Trillions of dollars, which are still from citizens here. 200-something, and children's, grandchildren's, and all this money went to private pockets.
Uh-huh.
Different ways, taxes, or to the war. It is usually this way, to the war. Did anybody ask what happened with this $1 billion which went to the war? Who gave them?
Well, I think a lot of people have asked these questions, Remy. A lot of people, not necessarily people who can make a difference in how this country is governed. I know we ask it on this program. A lot of programs on Air America ask these questions. And but you see, we're just liberals. And
But I listen to your programs. I listen to another programs. People which are just crazy, stupid liars. And probably because somebody paid them, they used to say stupid things. By the way, next lie. Saddam didn't gas Kurds. We know today that Iran gas.
Well, that's pretty much the...
They check bodies now and they found that, sorry, not Saddam once more, somebody else.
All right, Remy, I've got to leave it there. Listen, thanks for checking in, pal. I do appreciate your phone call, and my fault, but I was having a hard time getting everything that you said, but I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you much. Rick is calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. Rick, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Glad to have you on here, XM, at 10 o'clock, finally.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up thinking that how lucky I was, you know, to live in a nation of laws, and now I got to listen to these Democrats spouting this crap. We got to take back the House in 2006. That's kind of ridiculous. Even if it would happen, it would be great, but I don't see it happening.
Well, with voting machines being rigged, it's a little bit difficult, but I think what needs to happen is the Democrats have to demand that we go to a verifiable system of voting, or else just pack it in and forget about it.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, I'm from Pennsylvania, an allegedly blue state. Well, I think the people are, but not the people in charge, because we have two red senators and a red legislature. So here's the headline from our paper today. State rejects paper functions on county choices of electronic voting machines because they claim it violates the voter privacy law, if you can believe that.
Well, paper ballots violate voter privacy?
Yeah, they claim you can compare the rollout from it to some other thing and
find
out.
Oh, my God. Oh, Rick, we live in a madhouse. I swear to God, the inmates have taken over. Rick, I have to leave it there. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you checking in, pal. I'm glad you can get us live now on XM. Hope to hear from you again. Take care, Rick. We have a quick break here, Truth Seekers. Stick around. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Got a couple of open lines here if you want to get in queue. It's 866-303-2270. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain, it wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. West Virginia's Governor Joe Manchin says the relatives and the rescue workers gathered at the Sago coal mine have hope that 13 trapped miners were able to find a safe corner of the mine with breathable air after an explosion Monday morning. Crews assembled from 4 states have entered the mine to begin digging through the debris that blocked the passages following the early morning blast. Manchin says any type of electrical problem could have caused an explosion.
There's an awful lot of high-tech, if you will, in the mines. And with electrical boxes and everything, when you're firing the mine back up, it's been idled for any time at all. Could be hydrogen, could be from the battery systems. There's so many things that could happen.
6 miners were able to escape after an explosion before the others became trapped. Spokesman Lisa Turner says one miner was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Buckhannon.
Just had some minor injuries and was able to be treated and released. I think he was suffering from some inhalation of smoke and dust particles.
The trapped miners are believed to be more than 5,000 feet inside the mine. Overseas, at least 2 children are among the 11 people known dead in the collapse of the roof of a skating rink in Germany Monday. 25 other people were injured. A police spokesman says 5 bodies have been recovered. 5 more have been spotted in the wreckage. Heavy snow in a town near the Austria border apparently led to the failure of the roof, and it then hampered efforts by crews to get emergency equipment to the scene. A key Democratic Party voice who favors pulling U.S. troops from Iraq said in remarks airing Monday that he wouldn't join the military today. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha is a decorated Vietnam combat veteran who retired as a colonel after 37 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. He told ABC News Nightline that Iraq absolutely was a wrong war for President Bush to start. When asked on the program if he would join the military today, he replied, no. Murtha had drawn fire from the White House last November when he became the first ranking Democrat to push for a pullout of U.S. forces from Iraq as soon as it could be done in a safe manner. Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg was sworn in to his second term in office at a ceremony at City Hall New Year's Day. Some 5,000 invited guests filled City Hall's plaza on a damp and cold day in Manhattan. The mayor said he will continue to keep the city rebounding from the emotional and economic hardship of September 11th.
True, the wounds we have suffered may never fully heal, but something else has endured, something even more compelling, something even more powerful, our unity. On 9/11, New Yorkers came together. And since 9/11, we have stayed together.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. And again, a welcome to XM Radio listeners. You now have this program live instead of 3 hours delayed. That's fun. And thanks to XM for picking the program up. It is being reported here on Yahoo News. Here's the headline. Support for Bush drops among the U.S. military, according to a poll. But when you read the article, this is what I don't understand. Support for Bush's Iraq policy has fallen among U.S. armed forces to just 54% from 63% a year ago, according to a poll by the magazine group Military Times. In its annual survey of the views of military personnel, the group reported on its website that support for Bush's overall policies dropped over the past year to 60% from 71%. I don't understand. I really don't. I would think that people in the military would understand, first of all, that the military is being terribly misused by these thugs. The military is being misused by people who deliberately and consciously avoided military service when it was their turn to go. The military is being decimated by losing its junior officer rank because those junior officers are saying to hell with this and getting out. I don't get this. I don't understand why 54% of, according to this poll, support this man who treats the military like 10-cent prostitutes, sends them into a war that we have no business fighting. When they come home, Bush tells them to piss off. The Veterans Administration is being cut and gutted. Dead bodies are shipped home from the front in Iraq as freight. And the military supports this? What the hell is wrong with you people in uniform? This guy urinates all over you. The flag, your uniform, everything you stand for. How can you support him? It's unbelievable. The article goes on to say, Military Times, which publishes popular magazines for each of the U.S. military branches, including Army Times and Navy Times, cautioned that its poll of 1,215 active duty servicemen is not necessarily representative of the military as a whole. The respondents were, quote, on average older, more experienced, more likely to be officers, and more career-oriented than the military population, end quote. Well, then that makes the numbers look even more suspect. You're an older man or woman, you're an officer, you're career-oriented, and you support this guy? In a poll, what, did you have to give your name, rank, and serial number in order to respond to the poll, or could you do it anonymously? Man. It goes on to say, the Military Times poll also showed a significant decline in the armed forces' view of U.S. military policy and management. Well, duh. With 61% of respondents saying they had served in Iraq or Afghanistan, only 58% believe that Bush had the military's best interests at heart, a sharp decline from 69% a year before. How can 58% of the American soldiers, how does this happen? Are you saying in this poll that people in uniform are stupider than civilians? His support in this population at whole is around 38%, and 58% of people in uniform who have been forced to put their lives on the line for this jackass, and you support him? How do you do that? How do you do that, soldier, sailor, marine? How do you do that? How do you do that? You took an oath to defend, protect and defend the U.S. Constitution, soldier, against enemies domestic and foreign, and George Bush calls it a goddamn piece of paper. And he treats you and your dependents like you're trash. How do you support him? How do you support him, soldier? How do you do it, Marine? How do you do it? Man. I can't get my mind around that. If I were in the military right now, I would be in prison. I would be in the brig. Because any order that I felt had come down the chain of command, I would disobey it. If I were in, I swear to God, if I were in Afghanistan, well, I'm not sure about Afghanistan, but damn certain if I were in Iraq, I would be in the brig. I would be court-martialed. I would be in prison. I don't understand the support for Bush. Does anybody understand that? If you're a man or woman in uniform, this man disrespects the uniform more than any president probably in the history of this republic. He has a Secretary of Defense who's an absolute liar and a coward. He has a vice president who, when it was his turn to go in the 60s, got four deferments, desperately knocked up his old lady, and then said, I had better things to do than serve in the military. How do you support this man? I don't understand it, soldier, sailor, marine. Do you do it because you have to? Man. All right, let's go back to phone calls here. Rob is calling from Queens, New York. Rob, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, before I get to the impeachment issue, give me 5 seconds on this your last statement about the military.
Sure.
I mean, it's so obvious that these people are trained by rote to support the commander-in-chief. These Poles are phony. They're taught to obey orders, and they're afraid of any reprisals, even if they're told it's anonymous. That's the reason. The Pole is a phony Pole. But anyway, let me move on. Kathy's montage was a staggering example of what a bumbling, imbecilic moron this little squirt Bush is. I've never seen anything like it. I was in Europe many times in the 90s. In many different capitals, they all love Clinton. If Bush went there today to any capital, he'd have to hide in his bunker in his motel room or his hotel room because there'd be 100,000 people protesting outside.
Yeah.
The guy can't even go anywhere. We've lost respect around the world. And by the way, on the montage, remember his statement a couple of years ago when he was talking about the importance of education? And he says, the primary question we must ask is our children learning properly?
I know.
And when he went to Latin America and he told the people in Latin America, I wish I took Latin in college, I could have spoken to you better. He's an absolute imbecile. And Stephanie's right. This 5 years has been a torturous nightmare. Now, let me just say something about impeachment.
All right.
The problem here is this. He's going to hide behind his lawyers. He's going to say his chief counsel, his attorney general Gonzalez, told him it was legal, told him that Article 2 gave him the right to do everything. And so that's why the problem of impeaching will be, he'll say I was advised, he'll hide behind his stupidity, he'll say I'm not a lawyer, this was the advice they gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tough thing about impeachment. But as I said to you a couple of weeks ago when I called you, we do have a secret weapon here, which is Arlen Specter. 20 years ago, I watched every minute of the Bork hearings. He's a constitutional genius. He's a man of integrity. And he will not buy this BS that Article 2 gives Bush the right to be a king and do anything he wants. Because there's a FISA law out there telling him that he must get a court approval before he tapes people. And the other thing that's going to bring him down is he's been saying that it's just phone calls from Al-Qaeda to here. We're going to be finding out as this gets opened up that they did domestic spying alone, full fishing expedition domestic spying with no international phone calls. And that's what could bring him down, if, of course, there was a Democratic Congress.
Well, the last thing you said is the key, right?
Well, yeah, listen, if he would be impeached next week, if not only for this, but for the illegal war and, I mean, there would be around five different grounds of impeachment. This guy Bush, compared to Nixon, is like John Gotti compared to a shoplifter.
Yeah, I mean, hear that.
It's the problem, Mike, you've brought it up several times with the American public. They have the attention span of a flea. They're more interested in Michael Jackson, the Aruba girl, Lacey Peterson, the runaway bride, and maybe about 10 minutes of that day that I spent listening to some news report.
I hear you. Rob, I got to leave there. Thanks, pal. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate what you had to say. We'll be right back.
Love Iraq. They my enemies. The Mesopotamians ain't done nothing to me.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, 866-510-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-510-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-510-MEGA. 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 If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
It's about 22 past the hour. I just got this. Who sent it to me? Our good friend over at TVNewsLies.org, Reggie. Representative John Murtha, key Democratic voice who favors pulling U.S. troops from Iraq, said in remarks airing on Monday night that he would not join the U.S. military today. Good God. A decorated Vietnam combat veteran who retired as a colonel after 37 years in U.S. Marine Corps, Murtha told ABC News Nightline program that Iraq, quote, absolutely, end quote, was a wrong war for President Bush to have launched. He was asked in an interview taped on Friday, "Would you join the military today?" "No," replied Murtha of Pennsylvania. The interviewer continued, "And I think you're saying the average guy out there who's considering recruitment is justified in saying, 'I don't want to serve.'" Murtha said, "Exactly right." Murtha did not respond directly when asked whether a lack of combat experience might have affected the decision-making of Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and their former top deputies. He said, Murtha did, "Let me tell you, war is a nasty business, and it made a difference. The shadow of those killings stay with you the rest of your life." End quote. Asked for a comment, a Defense Department spokesman said, quote, "We have an all-volunteer military. People are free to choose whether they serve or not." The White House had no immediate comment. When you have a hawk like John Murtha saying what he's saying, I mean, who's listening? You know, they. I think a lot of people are just writing Murtha off. This guy was the Bush crime family's best friend in the Democratic Party where it concerned issues military. And even John Murtha now has realized what a contemptuous, filthy, degenerate administration these Bush thugs actually have put together. Man. All right, let's go back to the calls here. Kyle is calling from Newport, Rhode Island. Kyle, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I'd like to talk about solutions for a second.
Okay.
There are two things that I think can turn this to right our ship, you know, turn things around. One I suspect could do it, and the other I'm pretty sure will. What I suspect might turn things around is the truth about 9/11.
Uh-huh.
And I think that, you know, with the possibility of hearings on equal danger, the operation which ID'd Atta and three other hijackers over a year before 9/11 and that was killed and buried, you know, by two administrations, Clinton and Bush,
mm-hmm.
is one angle on, you know, opening up the window to looking at 9/11. The other is Building 7 with the National Institute of Standards and Technologies coming out with a final report on their explanation and what brought Building 7 down. I think that's coming out in the spring. So that's one thing that I, because that's their trump card. They use it again and again. They throw it down and to justify everything that they've done. The second thing I'm sure can turn it around is what each of us have the power to do, and that is vote with our pocketbook, the dollar,
mm-hmm.
A vote that we, you know, that we make every single day. And, you know, I'm a long way from practicing what I'm preaching here, but, you know, I took money out of a bigger bank and put my money recently in a smaller local bank. If everyone did that, if the middle class did that in this country, we would turn things around, because that's what they're scared about, is us taking that kind of power, us getting out of credit, out of debt, rather. And the two are connected in the story of the missing trillions that Catherine Austin Fitch talks about at Solari.com. And I've got quotes. I could read you the quotes of Rumsfeld acknowledging like 2.3, 2.6, the number varies, trillion dollars, not billion, trillion,
that's
missing.
Yeah.
Unaccounted for by the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And then, of course, 9/11 happened. This was right before 9/11, and then the issue just disappears.
Right.
They, you know, that's your money. That's Americans. If we follow that trail, you know, and bless her heart, you know, Ms. McKinney, Representative McKinney, tried to get this new comptroller at the Pentagon to answer a simple question: what private companies are handling the money in the Pentagon? Who's responsible for the accounting?
Right.
And they keep giving the excuse, 9/11. Oh, well, we lost people at 9/11. They're required to produce an audited financial statement. If we woke up as Americans and started following these money trails, understanding how the money from drugs and heroin in Afghanistan is being laundered through Wall Street, we follow the money, the missing money, and hold these people accountable and start shifting the money that we can, keeping it home in our communities, pulling it out of these big banks, the big Federal Reserve member banks.
Right. Well,
that's a solution.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Kyle. Those are good points. And thanks for sharing them, pal. I have to leave it there. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hello, my name's Smokey and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. You see, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. The way I see it, there's more to vacuuming than picking up the dirt that Spot tracked in. Even more critical is the dust that can carry germs and those nasty allergens. Try a hypoallergenic 8-pound Oric XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because when it comes to dust, you can trap it in my vacuum or let your loved ones breathe it in. What's your pleasure?
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Before you go to bed tonight, go back to reopen911.org. Reopen911.org. Just go there, check it out. As Reg writes, "9/11 was never investigated. King Commission had to work with the official version of what happened, which is a laugh and a half, if you examine all the anomalies and discrepancies." Anyway, just go back there before you go to bed tonight, or tomorrow if you don't feel like getting upset tonight. Reopen911.org. Okay? Will you do that? Just do it. All right, back to the phone calls here. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year, guy.
Thanks. Back at you.
You know the compilation of Bush that you played a while back? He's now gone from a half-wit moron to a no-wit knucklehead. But nonetheless, two things bother me in regard to his illegal wiretapping. The first thing is that he speaks of the leak of classified information and breach of security. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black when he and his cronies ousted Valerie Plame? She was classified information.
Well, in the real world, yeah, but this is Bush world. In Bush world, you got to understand something, Michael. They're making it very clear, mm-hmm. very clear. They do not have to abide by the law, whether the law is that which is codified in the way we conduct ourselves here, or in our constitution, or moral law, or ethical standards. They don't have to do any of it. Why? Because they're protecting your worthless ass and my worthless ass from the terrorists. So they can do anything they want to do. Anything at all.
Right. But there's another thing that bothers me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Also, he keeps speaking about the enemy is out there and that the enemy is a big threat to the U.S. You know, I recall when somebody is an imminent threat to the security of this nation. They are posted all over the news. There's APBs out on. Do you see them on America's Most Wanted? You know, why is this enemy never, ever identified? Why haven't we been informed since he's always telling us to be vigilant? As far as I'm concerned, and I thought about this long and hard, Mike, that this is just a phantom enemy and another tactic by Bush to scare the public. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the real enemy and the real terrorist is Bush and company, guilty as charged.
Well, you get no disagreement on that from me. Michael, thanks for checking in, all right? I appreciate your call. Got an email here from the night crew in Houston. The night crew writes, "Hi, Mr. Malloy. It's me, I mean us again, and we want to plant a thought for you to think about. Here it is. Since Bush took office, we have had floods, fire, sickness, earthquakes, disease, war, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, and because of all that stuff, we think you might think about calling Bush the 666. In the end times, all this stuff is supposed to happen. Well, it is happening. And it started when Bush took office. We are sure the 666, whoops, we mean Bush, will just love his new title of being called Satan." The night crew. I get a lot of emails from the night crew down in Houston. I appreciate it.
Which reminds me of my favorite bumper sticker of the 2000 election, which was Bush/Satan.
Bush Satan, yeah.
Bush Satan in 2000. It was funny.
Back to the phone calls. Tony is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Hey, you know, it's wonderful to talk to you again. I was your very first caller on Air America.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
It's about a year and a half ago, right?
A year and a half ago.
Well,
yep, I was in different digs. I was in a different situation, and it is so good to hear you again live.
Yeah, well, beats hearing me dead or something like that. Well, good to hear from you, Tony.
Yep. Hey, listen, I want to let you know that I'm a disabled Navy vet, and I want to wish you and Kathy and Molly a very, very happy and healthy new year.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it. Back at you.
And I want to talk to you about the lobbyist issue.
All right.
Okay. I have this idea. I don't know how to inject this into legislation, but I think it's a good idea. It's a four-bullet idea, and I'm going to try to make it as very quick as I can.
Okay.
You know, you've got limited time now. Here's the idea. The House and Senate would each designate a period of time weekly called Lobbyist Day.
Right.
Lobbyists would schedule time to present their positions or legislation before the body of the whole.
Right.
Whether it's the Senate or the House, and as opposed to private meetings. The whole chamber would hear the ideas and be able to engage in a certain amount of debate, questioning. The chamber would have the right to invite the lobbyists back if there's more questions or debate. And after the presentations, the chamber would vote to enter the ideas to the appropriate committees for review or compromise.
Right.
Okay. Bullet, okay, now we're getting into number three. If a special interest wants to put forth campaign money, they would add it to a general escrow account, a la the federal campaign fund, like, you know, your tax form, style.
Right.
So it would just go into a general fund.
Okay.
No direct donations to single campaigns via this means. Both parties would be able to tap this fund equally, or equal amounts would be doled out PRN, you know, as needed.
Right.
Okay, you know, just like you know, the general, you know, tax form fund.
Okay.
And then finally, no favors directly to individual politicians. That's key. No donations to a senator, son's bar mitzvah, no birthday gold Lexus to a representative's daughter, no golf outings, no dinners, whatever.
Right.
Private meetings, dinners, other favors would be banned, harshly. No direct personal staffer, office, or contact whatsoever. And I think that if we were to go with something like that, We wouldn't have the Tom DeLay issue. We wouldn't have the Abramov issue.
Okay, well, let me comment very quickly because you're right. Time is a factor here. In the first place, lobbyists, the corporate lobbyists, and that constitutes about 98% of lobbyists. There are some decent lobbyists, those who work for social justice, but they're very few and far between. They don't have any money, and nobody listens to them. So the corporate lobbyists are a bunch of whores. They do their work at night. Now, let me finish. They do their work at night. There's too much daylight in your proposal.
Of course, there's tons of daylight. That's the whole thing. Look at all that daylight.
Right, they disappear. I've had an idea too, and that is that nobody in America can make a donation to any political candidate for more than $100. Period. Corporations are not allowed to make any donation whatsoever. Unions, nothing. No kind of corporation or union, to be fair, can make any sort of a donation. It all has to be individual donations, and it all has to be $100 or less. And a list is published of who it came from, yada, yada, yada.
Both ways, Mike. I think we end up with an even playing field. You know,
all right, but I'm saying get corporate, but we get corporate money. Corporate money.
Congressional, Senate.
Okay, Tony, yo.
We're talking about the same thing, right, brother?
Yeah, kind of. Corporate money has got to get out of politics.
It's got to get out.
Not a dime of it.
That's the whole thing.
Not a dime of it.
That's the whole thing.
Right. All right, Tony, I got to move on. Thanks, pal. I appreciate what you had to say. It's a good idea, but I think. First of all, I don't think a corporation has any constitutional rights, none. You know, these bastards have convinced the Congress, they're bought their way into the Congress like vermin, and convinced members of Congress with money applied in the right places that a corporation has a First Amendment right. Corporation doesn't have a damn right whatsoever. Nothing, zero, zip, nada, forget about it. Rights are guaranteed and granted. Or obtained or given by the cloud being to human beings, not to corporations. So the whole thing is screwed until that is removed. And once that's removed, then I think it would be so much easier to govern the country. It would be done much more honestly, much more legally. Get corporate money out. Get you know, all this stuff like pioneers, $100,000. Who in the hell gives $100,000 to George W. Bush or anybody without expecting massive amounts of payback? Get it out of this. This is my country. This is my system of government. Get it out. Get it out.
Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough. It's enough. It's enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor, and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy. Down the distance,
it's 10 before the hour. No back. Thanks to the crew in New York, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac for engineering the program. Your calls tonight were screened by Big Eddie. Thanks, Big Eddie. Big Eddie or Spaghetti? What am I saying? Your calls were screened by Big Eddie. All right, Big Eddie. Not...
You need some more nose spray.
Is that what I need? Also, our out of New York crew, out of space crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, and the militant mods at MikeMolloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and Catherine Bay, who oversees this madness. Back to phone calls here. John is calling from Dutchess County, New York. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
I've only been listening to you about 5 months since I've been stateside permanently. I'm a retired command sergeant major, and you've done a real interesting program there. I thought I'd leave you with a couple tidbits for you to chew on. One, I was deployed to Dubai in December of 2001 to build a table of equipment and table of personnel for Iraq operations.
Uh-huh.
So you got your dates right, so I think that ought to be interesting to you.
Yeah, it is.
One other item is on the ballistic ceramics that they use in the bulletproof vests.
Right.
The reason for the delay on that was the primary contractor for those was of the wrong political persuasion, if you know what I'm talking about. So it took about 10 months for them to find a contractor suitable for manufacturing this equipment before they could start making the acquisitions. So that's the reason why they've been behind in particular, and it's actually substandard. It does not
That's what I heard.
Meet the table of equipment specifications. But nonetheless, those are a couple answers to a couple questions I think some people might be asking. And,
well, let me ask you a question, John. Sergeant Major of highest ranking non-com you can get to, obviously.
That's correct. That's 27 years U.S. Army.
All right, let me ask you something. You heard what Murtha said. I don't know. Maybe you didn't hear it, but it was on Nightline tonight, and I mentioned on the program just a few minutes ago. John Murtha, he retired, as a colonel, lots of combat, lots of experience, said he would not join the U.S. military today. And I think it's very clear as to why he would not join, because of the way it's been corrupted by these Bush thugs. Now, let me just ask you straight ahead. How do you feel about Murtha's comment?
Well, I know John Murtha.
You do?
Yes, sir. And he's a hell of a soldier, a hell of a patriot, and you know, I think he's got the right to speak his mind, and I can't say I entirely disagree with everything he said. Now, I don't know that today I wouldn't join the military, but I certainly have differences with some of the decisions and persons in charge of the Pentagon today.
Is it, you know, for you guys who put in a lot of time and were in a lot of theaters where there was a lot of risk and a lot of danger, does it feel weird to have people making decisions as to where you're going to put your ass on the line who have no more experience in combat operations or planning or logistics or tactics or weaponry or strategies? Sending folks into places like Iraq, doesn't that, I mean, I don't understand how you can handle it. I realize you have to handle it because you're in the military, but I don't understand how you can handle it.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is, Mike. It's the SecDef that decides, and the president, the commander-in-chief, that decides where we go and what we do, and they don't decide tactics and strategies. That's my job. And others that serve in a similar capacity, including the
well, maybe not officers. Tactics, but surely they decide strategy. That's the only reason we're there.
Well, if you're talking about political strategy, yes. If you're talking about operational strategy, no. But well, that's one of the big problems that we have today. You have a pressure like I've never seen from civilian military personnel, mainly the Office of the SecDef and the Office of Special Plans, which in my opinion is an abomination, that are driving strategies onto persons like myself, whose job it is to create, formulate, and deploy tactical operation plans. And they're, you know, we can't inject politics to this extent into tactical operations, so that's the problem right now.
Well, I hear you loud and clear. It's also in a position that you're in. You have a command over men who have got to pick up a weapon and walk into the storm. And that's another thing I don't understand. You career guys understand what's going on. You understand on the ground what's going on. I'm sorry, John. I just don't get it. I would not. I don't. I said earlier, if I were in the military today, I would probably be in the brig because I can't understand, other than chain of command, other than the fact that, you know, that's what the military is all about, how a soldier can continue to operate under these conditions. I'm sorry. I just don't get it.
Well, I know you have a limited amount of time, but I can speak for my situation on that. You know, I was entitled to do 3 more years and get a few more buffs out of my pension.
And you bought
to get the maximum. And, you know, I made a decision that, you know, I've done all I can do at the moment. There's plenty that I can do outside of operational, in an operational capacity, and I'm doing it. I've have met with members of Congress, and I will meet with additional members of Congress on a confidential basis, and
all right. Well,
I don't know if I answered your question.
You answered it. You answered it. I get it. Sergeant Major John, thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, sir. Take care, okay?
Thank you. You too, and keep doing what you're doing. We're listening.
Thank you. I didn't mean to call you sir. Take care. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station, including XM. Thanks for participating. I'm Mike Malloy. Watch your back, okay? This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need Capsaicin Cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective.
It's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin Cream. Relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply.